Liberal, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you live. We're not inside the main Dole facility. We're sitting here. This is actually the VIP lounge inside the administrative offices here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And this is where you can find celebrity guests or celebrity clientele at any time throughout the week. I'm Tom. There's a ladies' man right over there, and we all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
I'm doing really good so far, man. Just a lot of work cranking it out there. It's really freaking hot. Just working, dude.
Bub, we made it to Friday. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. The outlaw is back in town. Miss Outlaw has returned from Las Vegas. She was out there buying all kinds of great clothing for the guys and the girls for Miss Outlaw Boutique. Visit her on the web. I'm not sure what the Facebook page is. Miss Outlaw Boutique.
Miss Outlaw Boutique.
Miss Outlaw Boutique.
Everything. Miss Outlaw Boutique.
There we go. 561-660-6695. She's got some great stuff going on out there on Instagram, Bub.
And I think, too, because she just went and did a huge upgrade and order at this last show in Vegas, which is called the Magic Show. So the Magic Show for women in apparel, and not even women, it's, you know, in general, but just apparel in the entire apparel industry, everything from accessories, sunglasses, you know, Costa, all those big name brands, all of those people are out there at Magic. That's our SEMA, right? So because of that show and all of the amounts and quantities of orders that she has ordered for the store, everything she has in store now, she's doing a full summer sale. So I think there's a lot of stuff out there that you guys can either see on her website at Miss Outlaw Boutique, Instagram, Facebook, all of those things. You can purchase from any of those avenues. They're all online stores. Or if you're local, go into the store, 40% off sales. That's huge, dude.
It's incredible. Huge. Ladies and gentlemen, check her out on the web and on Facebook. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. The girls have done an amazing job with it. Good work out there. But I want to give a big shout out to Zayas Music Studios out there, man. I started pursuing a lifelong dream of getting into some different facets of playing bass. Those guys are amazing.
Do they have extra like bass strings on hand for you?
Yeah, I've broken a couple in my day. Yeah, how about that? Everybody, Zayas Music Studios, Z-A-Y-S, that crew are a good group of people out there. Monkey in Paradise, the Monkey in Paradise. Remind you, Bub, please.
Drink responsibly.
The monkey landed in California yesterday, Bub.
Yes, it did. So it's truly there are monkeys worldwide. They have been everywhere from Thailand to Asia to Hawaii to the west coast of the United States, the east coast to, geez, Germany. They've literally been everywhere. Monkey in Paradise Premium Vodka and the cocktail markers. Even though you may not be able to get your hands on freshly distilled Monkey in Paradise like we do right here in beautiful South Florida, hey, all you have to do is put in a request. We'll get you the cocktail markers out, and you guys can literally hit us up with any photos of what's your paradise for Monkey in Paradise Premium Vodka. It's super, super fun. How creative can you get?
Good job, Bub. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you to the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports daily live stream. And tomorrow from 9 to 10 a.m., the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Tomorrow we have a big guest. Welcome to a new title sponsor, Steeda, Bub. Tell us about Steeda.
Man, dude, I'll tell you what. So SEMA this year is going to be insane. You know, the past...
What is SEMA, Bub?
So SEMA is a specialty equipment market, which is literally where every major production, General Motors, Ford, Lamborghini, Ferrari, Aston Martin, Lexus, every major automobile manufacturer goes there and releases their new product line. So whether it be from, you know, this year's 17, they're typically going to be releasing the 18 and forward, sometimes 19, sometimes 20, 2-3 years out, even concept style designs that they're looking at, prototype stuff. So there's a lot of things that are out there. It's the world's largest show to release new product. So we were honored to be asked to come out and build a vehicle for the Turbonetics booth. We're in progress in that right now, and we've had a lot of big brands step up to the plate. This car is literally taking the industry by storm right now, and we're not even there yet. I mean, we're still 2-3 months out on this thing. Realistically, we're probably 6 months worth of building on the car, but it's going to happen in about 2 months, the typical SEMA deadlines. We've been to SEMA multiple times in the past. We've won multiple awards. This guy's gotten us thrown out of SEMA a few times.
It's a true story.
This is true. So it's kind of hard for us to keep going back when they keep throwing us out. Thank you. So we're going to have a really good time, but Steeda stepped up to the plate. Complete suspension package for the all S550 Mustangs, which is 2015 and newer. And I'm talking EcoBoost 4 cylinders, which is what this one is, the world's first stock block 600 horsepower
system. Only one in the world that you're building, yep.
All bolt-ons. This is truly a do-it-yourselfer bolt-on car, with the exception of now, like, the wide body stuff, all those designs and skills. And all the one-off concept parts we're putting on this car, because this car is all about product release and things that haven't even really hit the market yet, but are now going to be showcased that fit everything from 15 and newer on all of these Mustangs, which is the S550 body class. That is what this component system is for. So this is going to be a complete coilover suspension, sway bars, camber plates, jacking bars. I mean, we're talking strut tower brace, short throw shifters, everything you can imagine from Steeda in their one-off designs. That's going to make this car not only from where it is, which is at a great level now, but put it right up the top, and it's literally going to be comparable to a cup car by the time this is all done.
It's already chasing down the GT3 cup cars and the Porsches on the track, Bub. Last night I was out to dinner. I happened to overhear a conversation by two gals behind me, and they were talking about being residents, one a former resident, one a current resident, so of Potomac, Maryland. And the one gal moved down here 5 years ago, loved the area, had her friend down there. Let's say good morning to Carla out there and to Patty out there. It was nice meeting you guys last night. I appreciated the time we spent together talking and reliving some of the memories of our time up in the Northeast as well.
That's a pretty good spot too, by the way, Potomac.
La Mazaria is where I was having dinner.
So I used to do a lot of, which we, by the way, still haven't figured that whole deal out, because you actually started up asking about Salute and wound up talking about La Mazaria.
I'll tie it together for you.
So just whatever that is, not sure how that came about. But you know, Potomac was a really, I mean, that's a high end area, dude. You're just outside of DC. You're kind of, you know, 20, 30 minutes of traveling distance.
Gordon Liddy lives there.
Very, very nice, very upscale. You know, JB was right outside of there. So we spent a lot of time up there moving his cars around, the celebrity rides up there, a lot of the NFL players, the Washington Redskins, everybody lived in that area, the tri-state area, DC, Maryland, VA. So we had a lot of fun up there, and now we're just taking it over down here.
Well, it was nice to run into both Carla and Patty out there. Good morning, and welcome for joining us here on Doing It Bubba Style. Also, Bubba, after I just had an inkling to go to La Mazaria last night. I had been there once for their grand opening. I'm like, you know what? So ran over there. There's a gentleman, Bub, who you I told you I was becoming a fanatic of his music the other day. And as I was sitting there in La Mazaria looking out the window, beautiful view. Blue skies, vibrant, exploding green palm trees.
Is that the place that's right next door to Salute?
It is.
Okay, now I see where it came from.
It is. And I knew this gentleman was playing there on Thursday night again. So I wanted to go back and see him and revisit his music, because I'm a music aficionado myself. You knew the gentleman, Mike Sanchez. This gentleman was on tour with Daughtry for a year and a half, Bub. He's a top, top shelf musician.
Yeah, man, he's really cool, dude. Local Jupiter boy.
He is.
Really cool guy. He plays all the time at all the local venues, even huge venues as well, opening for huge acts. Great musician, man. And he's just a super chill guy, down to earth, hangs out. You know, he's one of those guys that he just gets up, he goes in his zone, does his thing, but then the second he's done, I'll just sit down, have a drink, and have some food with him.
And that's exactly what he did. Yeah, he did. And I've asked him, we are headlining the Cars and Coffee event. It is the world's Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. August 27th, 9 to 12, we will have the race and rally team with the tour bus out there for the public to experience. I've asked Mike to come out and play an acoustic set there.
Yeah, man, it'd be really cool. You know, we have a lot of good stuff that goes on out there, the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. John and Max out there, amazing job that they do is setting this thing up, coordinating it, and dealing with 2,000 plus cars, 20,000 plus people every Sunday that they do this in the month. You know, it's insane to see it happen. It's insane to go and be part of this event. Literally 9 to 12, but you're there typically 7 to 2.
Yep.
You know, so it makes for a really fun, long day. Everybody's out there having a great time. Last time we were there, huge thunderstorms came over, but you know what? It didn't stop a single person, not a single person left. Literally, between the tour bus being that was slam-packed.
Everybody climbed in the Bubba's
exactly enclosed trailer. So we rolled all the cars out of the trailer, and everybody was getting into the trailer, which was pretty funny. I was going to hook up the door, shut it, and drive
away. Yeah, we should have just driven away with all the people. That's exactly right.
Pretty funny.
But I want to say hi to two very special guests right off the set with us here. They are visiting us from Germany.
This is really cool.
They are sitting
and we're
right
building a car for Germany right now as well, for the Germany, the Munich Museum for the BMW.
Right, BMW.
Pretty cool, yes.
That's right. So welcome and thank you for joining us today right there offset.
Well,
Monday in review, fresh out of paint done Bubba style, we are talking about the head of the PGA's BMW, which is being featured in the BMW Museum in Munich, Germany.
This is true. I just said this.
That's correct. It is. Beautifully done car, Bub.
Yeah, it turned out really well, man. You know, that was one of those ones where the design had to be very, very clean and to its roots, right? Which is BMW's iconic BMW 2002, not the year, but the model line of the car was a 2002. These are like mid 70s, early 70s, early 80s. These things were absolutely beautiful looking. They're kind of like a cult following car. Mm-hmm. Some of them kind of took off. Some of them just, you know, people either loved them or hated them, right? It's kind of one of those two things. You didn't care for them, you didn't like them at all, but if you loved them, you really, really loved them, right? So this car we've kept very close to its roots, but, you know, we went over the fact that it had, you know, multiple body lines and trim moldings and these, like, black and stainless rubber things that went all the way down the sides, front to rear of the car, all the way around the hood, man, around the fenders, you know, just all these different pieces of trim that really overwhelmed the lines of the car, And we wanted to clean that thing up, but we weren't just going to do it like most places would, which is just take the stuff off, kind of fill it with Bondo or Duraglass or hardeners. We went through, you grind all that down to raw metal, which you do when you do any of these huge restorations like this. It's a pretty big one. Take them all the way down to bare metal. You weld all those holes in with true steel, and then you can literally etch them, you can seal them in, and you can make them part of that metal panel so that you never have issues, you know, a year from now, 6 months from now, 10 years from now, it's not going to start popping like it would if it were just a Bondo or some sort of filler, a quick glazing putty, which is a lot of guys do. They just take an emblem off, fill the hole, and keep going. But eventually that does pop and it does show, especially if it's in the sun a lot. This car we welded, we took it all the way through, and I'll tell you what, man, we kept this thing with an orange paint that it originally was, but we did an orange fire pearl, so it's got a lot of metallic flakes, some yellows, some greens, so as this thing walks around in the sun, you literally see multiple different colors of sparkle popping off of this thing. It looks really good.
Beautifully done, but our producer says we have a question over here. Mr. Producer.
Mark Laughlin, Tom Bubba, and Big Money. Just wanting to tell you that our race team had a write-up in the paper for having 5-race win streak thus far in August.
Well, good morning, yeah. Mark Hoffman up there in West Virginia, buddy?
I feel like you're just making up the area now.
No, in Maryland. Good morning, Mark Hoffman. I know where our fans are. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for sharing with us. He was just written up. They're on a 5-race winning streak.
Which is pretty solid,
that's
dude.
That's pretty good, man.
That's pretty solid. Yeah,
that's very good.
That's pretty good right there, Mark. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And your
thank
entire
you
team. I'm sure you've got a full team. You know what it takes to get out there and run those dirt course cars and, you know, all the people it takes to keep that car on the track, especially if you stuff it in a wall like these guys.
This guy. Mr. Producer, you had another question, sir.
I just got a notification that Lynn Wheat is on my list.
Well, good morning, Lynn Wheat.
Yes.
Lynn, where are you guys? You were in tour.
This is the Guinness World Record Holdings wife, the great Throdini. So, Lynn, is it wife? I'm just going to go with wife. We're riding it out there. I'm going with it. So, if you guys aren't married, you are now.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
This is done. Done Bubba style.
Wedding's done Bubba style.
Right, but could you imagine them at the altar with another Throdini out in the crowd?
So like a knife comes flying.
Knives going past them? Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. You may now kiss the bride and they're both getting stitches on their nose.
Exactly.
Get it? Didn't get that.
Lynn was on the board with the great Throdini for the big event that we held here, and we look forward to hosting that event again. Good morning, Lynn, and good morning to the great Throdini. We love you guys out there. I know you're on tour. I don't know where you are. Write in, tell my producer where we are. But Tuesday, another completion done Bubba style. That was the wrap-up of the Land Cruiser that you finished.
Yeah, man, that was the Toyota Land Cruiser, super rare, right? 1988 Toyota Land Cruiser. This thing is actually for sale right now, so this thing, we've got it on consignment. I think Tony Rienzi has all the contact info on that thing, right?
So yes, TonyRienzi.com.
This is just under a six-figure restoration on this thing for what it is, really high quality. I think this truck's got over $75,000 into it. A lot of people would think that's absurd for what it is, you know, 1988 Toyota Land Cruiser when you say it basic like that. However, this is right-hand drive, imported. This is a 5-speed manual. It's a 24-volt electrical system. It's diesel. This thing is as rare as it gets and as iconic as it gets. I'm talking everything. Power windows, power door locks, air conditioning, power steering. It's lifted. It's got the wheels and tires on it. Roll cage. This thing is total South Florida beach cruiser. So all those celebrity clients out there, man, I'll tell you what. I know these guys like to roll hard like this. This is one for them.
Right on, bud.
Just got to get used to driving on the wrong side of the road.
I have no problem. I drive wherever I want, man.
Right.
It works out perfectly. Wednesday didn't air. It was another performance upgrade done Bubba style. We did have audio difficulties with that episode, and our producer put on a previous episode. Thursday was Extreme Dimensions done Bubba style, man.
Dude, I'll tell you what, man. This rolls into that SEMA build again, man. That was, you know, huge thanks to the guys at Extreme Dimensions. It's Sam out there. It's Extreme.
Sam Piazza.
Man, I'll tell you what, dude. That kit that they sent in for this car, this is their grid. This is what they call it. It's their grid model line. It's an 8-piece wide body for the car. Does the front fenders, front bumper, rear quarter panels, rear bumper assembly. This is going to literally add 6 inches to the width of this S550 Mustang. Again, this fits everything from 2015 on. Doesn't matter what model line you have, whether it's a four-cylinder, six-cylinder, V8, Shelby, any of those cars, it fits, and it makes these cars super nasty and aggressive. And that's just another one of the little sneak peeks we're giving you guys on the car that's going to be in SEMA in the Turbonetics booth 24125 this October, November.
That car will not be seen now by the public until it's unveiling when it arrives in Las Vegas.
Yeah, man, we've got a lot of crazy things going on for that car. I mean, I'm talking literally every concept piece you can imagine going on this car that's going to release the product line for all continuing S550 Mustangs from here forward. This thing's an absolute animal. Between the 600 horsepower application that this little four-cylinder produces, the power-to-weight ratio of it, the gripping of it, the handling of it, this thing's sitting on literally 20 by 11 and 20 by 14 three-piece wheels from American Racing, Nitto tires. I
custom mean, designed by you,
holy
by
crap,
the
dude. This thing is it's insane.
There's
so
another
from
one like
here
it
on out, it's no one else will see it. The car is literally as harnessed as it's going to get with the Watson Racing roll cage that's in it. I mean, everything from Ford Performance parts to JL Audio systems. I mean, Miami Corp, the upholstery that's going in, and we've done, you know, as everybody sees on our Instagram, last night we did another little sneak peek of what Greg's doing.
Did you see what Greg's
Holy
doing
crap,
out there?
Dude.
That Scout interior?
I'm telling
oh
you.
Oh, my
listen,
God.
I know, hey, I knew I threw this out there, so Larry Williams, I know, out of 100% respect for other gentlemen in the industry, you do some amazing work.
Larry up in Georgia.
Man,
and
this is a tight build
Greg,
right here, dude.
Oh, my God.
This is so, Larry, I'm telling you, we're going to have to do something. We're going to have to put these guys on a build-off. And we'll do a little something fun for him. Maybe, you know, just a couple fun things. Maybe some motorcycle seats, maybe something like that. But I'll tell you what, dude. Maybe what we'll do is ship something to Larry, and then he can ship something to us.
Right on,
and
man.
We'll do a little stitch-off like that, right?
Let's
something
do,
like this.
Okay, so, Larry, let's do a stitch-off. You sent. I know you're busy setting up your new place there in Georgia.
Yes.
But let's do a stitch-off. Sale fee, right, Bubs?
I'll tell you what, man. That is absolutely... When I saw Greg stitching that upholstery yesterday... I literally don't give him any props because our team that we have here at BDM is all, they're all very skilled. They're all high quality. Everyone has the same set of standards. So, you know, naturally you just kind of move throughout the day knowing that stuff is getting done the way it should be getting done, right? You just kind of go on about your day and you don't really have to say too much or babysit or monitor. I know the guys are doing the job right. But for some reason, I caught my eye. And again, even this morning, I was back in the paint shop. I checked in with Greg. Dude. Holy crap on these seats that he's doing, man.
It's insane.
I mean,
that Scout's going to be beautiful, man.
Holy crap, dude. I mean, mad props.
But your design was amazing on it. Friday was facility wrap-up done Bubba style. You're going to take out, you're finalizing the paint on the chopper back there. You've repainted the fenders. You were not happy with them. The tank, you've laid down the stripe, or the flame work, and then you're going to paint that. You're also painting a 2017 Dodge Challenger that was involved in a front-end collision.
Man, I don't know what it is with these clowns and these Challengers, dude. Everybody's wrecking the things. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are these things, that fast? Stop it.
Stop with the nonsense. Our producer wants us to mention here, and he does this, ladies and gentlemen, all the episodes are on our YouTube page, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports YouTube page. And, by the way, the Miss Outlaw Boutique... or Billy Lane episode is at 14,000 views.
That's pretty solid,
right,
dude. Pretty solid.
It's the number one rated episode of the Sons of Speed event. Another industry first brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Also, Bub, the online shop discount code for today is review. It looks like 15% off anything $75 or above. So go, God, that's a deep discount. 15% off $75 or more.
That's a good one now. There we go.
That's very good.
I think it's still the same as 10 off over 30. But
go to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, and shop for all your online apparel, your phone cases, the coffee mugs, all of it's there, and it's 15% off $75. Homestead Racing Saturday, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team, we're waiting for Gio Hammerback, our world champion rally driver, to check in, and then we're going to go out to race on Saturday. I had thought, Bub, about like taking a quick shower on the bus and then dipping down to Isla Mirada and having dinner or doing something down there.
I don't have time for that, dude.
We're right there. Let's just
go. I gotta work, man.
Let's just go.
I got way too much
we're
on my
right
schedule
there,
this
man.
Weekend.
Jump in the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches. You and I look really good going down the highway together in those cars.
Listen, let
and
me tell
Lambos
you.
And the Lambos in your rearview mirror, man.
So I told you that the last cars in Coffee at Palm Beach that there was a serious thunderstorm, right?
Yes. I was part of that, yes.
So let me show you how far behind in my schedule I am. Not only in the business side, but also personally. The Porsche has literally, I drove it home that day. I stuck it straight in the garage. It's filthy, dude. I'm talking, like, disgusting. It's embarrassing when I walk in and see it. That's how far behind I am in the schedule. I literally can't even get 30 minutes of time just to take it down and drop it off at our detailers and have it done and then pick it back up. So either I'm going to have a mobile detail come to the house because clearly I can't get it done, or I'm going to have to dedicate, you know, typically when I do it and wax it, I do 3-4 hours of it. Yeah, but when I send Craig to do it, he's gone for 4 or 5 hours because he goes and cruises the island. He's driving up down Palm Beach. He's going out to Beach in West Palm. It's like, come on, dude.
Not a hard thing to do, Bub. Are we still expanding the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team? Indeed, we are.
Yes.
We are looking for additional top shelf techs and paint body personnel. Sales at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com with your resume. You found somebody administratively yesterday, I think, Bob.
Yeah, man, and, you know, and that's just a... We just need skilled people, too.
That's it. There's only one Bubba. There's only one Bubba in the world.
I had a talk last night with... I saw Jason. He came out last night. So I talked with Jason.
Jason
Romero. So really good, dude. Really good. We're talking... He actually hurt his leg really bad in a ball game, so he was kind of like just getting back on the feet.
Jason's, ladies and gentlemen, is a semi-professional basketball player.
Yeah, so we're sitting there, we're talking, man, and he knows that, you know, all the stuff that goes on here at the business, and I told him, I was like, listen, dude, I was like, all I need is somebody to run my office from 7:30 to 4 so that I can do nothing more than work in the facility. That's my best thing. That's my goal. It's my go-to. I can oversee the guys. I can get in my office and do the design things I need to do, and then I can kind of just hand them out to my crew from there, and I can keep rolling, right? I work best if I just get in my zone and I roll. That's when I'm unstoppable, right? So if I'm stopping every 5 minutes to, you know, talk with clients, people that are driving through, pulling up, calling, showing up unannounced, you know, that's why we use appointments. Everybody in today's world uses appointments. True story, yes or no?
Yes.
You don't walk into the doctor's office without an appointment. You don't go see whoever you need to go see, a massage therapist, a chiropractor, you know, whatever
those other people are.
Whatever, I was going to say the chiropractor, but you can go with a psychiatrist because you're cuckoo. but I'll tell you what, dude. You know, today's world, you just have to have some sort of policy of calendaring things and scheduling things and booking things, and most people don't understand that. When you know, if I literally stop and talk to 50 people every day, which I do sometimes, before you know it, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, wow, I've gotten nothing done today except talk. My throat hurts. And it's funny because Jason was like, listen, man, he's like, I know the way your business runs. I don't know how to say this any other way. He was like, you could go hire a freaking rodent to sit at the front desk. When he said that, I was dying, man. He's like, all you need is someone to literally answer the phone, take a message, hang up the phone. That's it.
It's a little more elaborate than that.
When we've got time, we'll get back to you. It's that simple. But people think you just stop and you sit around and do nothing.
You and I just don't have time to get to those phones. We're doing too many other things. Producer's saying we're getting tight on time. Stay tuned as we'll be on the air tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tomorrow's going to be a big event. We're going to talk about the SEMA car bug.
And we're going to have the president of STITA.
The president of STITA is going to join us at 9:20 in the morning. That's huge because everything that is Ford racing related is STITA, Bub.
Yes.
Period.
I mean, these are parts that are literally the equivalent to Ford Performance parts. They fit equal to, if not better than, in the design standpoint and also the structural standpoint.
That's why you went to them.
You know, we've been building with a lot of STITA stuff for a really long time. And, I mean, I'm talking all the way back to older Mustangs, you know, some vintage 64 and a half, all the way up. They cover certain things for every piece of it. They also sell parts for Focuses, a lot of Focus RSs out there. So there's a lot of these things up that, you know, that they're literally starting to expand into. And that's just, you know, another great brand that now we've been able to establish a partnership with them and a sponsorship agreement. So it's going to be huge for everyone all the way across the board. So anybody, if you guys are any Mustang owners out there, I'm not even talking S550 in general. That's going to be the main topic of discussion tomorrow. But any Mustang owner out there, you probably want to listen in, or just modern performance vehicle, you want to listen in to some of the designs, some of the product releases we do with the guys over at STITA tomorrow on the live stream.
The beautiful thing is too, Bub, that those guys are very local to us here. So getting things and getting parts is very simple. And tomorrow we're going to have a very technical talk because you're a very technical builder. You're exceedingly bright in your technical approach. And you're going to have the president of the company interacting with us live, 9:20 on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network. And we'll be putting that up on Facebook for everybody to see. 714-242-5166 is the number. Again, thank you to Carla and Patty last night. It was great meeting them out there, fans out there. It was nice meeting you. Mike Sanchez, what an amazingly talented musician.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, Bub?
Yeah.
Very, very talented. People don't think that I get these notes. I'll share them with everybody. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. These are my notes. See them right here? These are my notes.
right there.
I see something else, but no.
I feel like you were trying to say something else, but you didn't say it.
Yeah, you just see his dick.
These are my notes, right here. See what these are? There's my notes. Right there.
Oh, I love it.
So there they are. So, Bob, we're going to jump out of this segment here. We want to thank our guests from Germany who came in and saw us today. It was a good time. We showed them around the facility. He is a dentist, and he loves the way your box is set up. He says that his dental tray is much like that.
Very good. That means he's a good dentist. If the tray looks like my box, then that means you're on it.
That's exactly. If the tray were in my hands, it would be on the floor.
This is true.
Right?
Yes, this is true.
So, Bob, thank you for a great week, man. It's been a busy week here.
It's been a really busy week, but a lot of crazy stuff has turned out of this facility, dude. And it's, you know, the cars are just getting that much closer, man. I've been in paint and body for, I'd say, the past 2-3 weeks.
You have.
With all of our other designs I've got going on and builds going on, I've been putting my hands everywhere, getting everybody satisfied. But I'll tell you what, man. These older pro touring resto mods that we're doing, you know, those things have taken a lot of time, 2 to 3 years on some of these projects, and they're just they just become weights on your shoulder, right?
Yes.
And they become something that is, you know, you focus on them all the time, not just when you're trying to work, and it gets to a point where you want to wrap that car up, you want to build that project and move it on down the line. And that's where we are, man. I've literally been just full throttle in the paint and body facility with all my guys out there, and they've been getting the cars prepped and ready for me all the way down to like getting these things masked, taped up,
yep,
on stands, ready to go in the booth.
Damn.
And literally, I walk around, I shoot these things, I pull them out, I wet sand and buff them, and these things are rolling straight in the main facility for final build, getting their stances set, 3-piece wheels and tires on them, and they are going out to these clients. Man, we've got a couple going all across the world. It's insane.
This is really good stuff.
Yeah.
So tomorrow morning, we'll be back,
yep,
at 9 o'clock live on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page, and you can hear it on the Blog Talk Radio. Just look up Doing It Bubba Style on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to eat Culver's for lunch, by the way.
I'm going to eat Culver's lunch, too. I'm going to do the exact same thing.
Okay,
Casey's saying he's picking up. All right, so the producer's going to pick up, too. Bub, we're going to try to get out of here a little bit early today.
Probably not. Not a chance. No way.
No?
No way.
Okay.
Between right now, it's going to be, it's 11:35 now, okay? I'm definitely going to be...
Get off, it'll be 11:40.
I was going to say, it's going to be another 10 minutes of us talking here because we don't know how to end
it. I'm
going to
wrap it up, man. I'm going to wrap it up. But
well,
not yet.
Hold on. I want to keep going. So I feel like we're going to... We've got to... we're going to finish up our thing here. Casey's going to drive over there. Casey drives like a grandma, so it's probably going to take him another 10, 15 to get the Culver's. Probably 20 minutes for them to get the order done. They typically screw it up every time you go, so Casey will drive another 15 back, then another 15 out after he realizes he forgot his burger.
I'd say Taco Bell for lunch, but
no, absolutely not. So then it's going to be 1:30 before we're done eating lunch. Then I've got to paint, so I'm going to be painting for a good 2 hours. I'm literally doing 3 cars and bikes all at the same time. That's how much I'm doing in the paint shop. Literally, I've got stuff taped up, laying all over the place, stuff in the booth, stuff on the floor, stuff on benches, stuff on chairs. I'm taping these things, I'm prep sawing them, I'm wiping them down and
going. You're doing a good job, man.
I'm painting all over the place. I'm going to be black by the end of the day.
There you go.
That wasn't a racist comment. I'm literally painting everything black today. I am. Everything I'm painting is black.
Is it?
Everything.
How about the flames
it's
on
black.
The bike?
Black.
Are they going to go black?
Yeah, it's going to go black, and then once the black dries, then I'm going to do a silver pinstripe around it.
Oh, nice, man. That's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah. So it'll be candy red with black flame, silver pinstripe. Three coats of PPG concept.
We'll bring the parts in to show everybody once it's done. The tins.
Yeah, we'll let them dry because you'll probably touch them wet, and I'll have a thumbprint right in the top.
I'm sure I will.
And your thumb is pretty big.
It hits everything, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It seems to hit everything.
All right, so we're done. It's 11.
So we're gonna wrap it up for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style. We ran a little bit long, but that's okay, man. Sometimes you got to do that to get through everything, huh?
Well, this is okay because I haven't sat down all week, so this is like 20 minutes of sitting. I'm good.
You're good with that, right?
I'm good. I'm gonna be on fire.
So, we have to
go.
All right. So until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's just keep on, Bub.
Doing it Bubba style.
Let's keep on doing it Bubba style. I want to thank again Mike Sanchez. Great sound venue last night. We'll be seeing Mike perform live at the Cars and Coffee event, 9 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall, August 27th. We're going to bring him out as VIP. And the Race and Rally team will be set up right there. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Go out and get your online apparel from us. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the Outlaw, is back in Abacoa. She landed, and all the new product is coming in behind her. It's going to be amazing boutique clothing and apparel. Fun stuff. 561-660-6695. Stita Performance Parts, man. Stita.com, man. They will be joining us tomorrow, Bob. Monkey in Paradise. The monkey's not loose, not only here, but they are loose now in California as well. They requested their bottles get up there. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to say thank you to all the guys over at Zayas Music Studio. They're making a dream come true for me. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you investing your time in me. Till tomorrow.
Keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Make sure you reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. If somebody's got holes in the bottom of their shoes, buy them a pair of shoes. Payless is cheap. If somebody's hungry, McDonald's, 7-Eleven, get them something to eat. And if the door, their hands are full, please take a moment to open the door. Till tomorrow, bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style, for like the 46th
time. And I really do have notes, ladies and gentlemen.